He's totally the man with the plan. He traveled through time in an awesome custom van. Moralistically, he taught us to be good, how to set our souls free and do all the shit we should. Now we do the right deeds, we go to church and such, and we stop smoking weed, well, at least not as much. And we can't forget to mention the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them. Slam, bam, speak you, ma'am.
Do unto you.
Rock me, sexy Jesus. He died for our sins. You gotta believe us. Rock me, rock me, rock me, sexy Jesus. Jesus, we're really amazed. You gotta believe us. Rock me, rock me, rock me, sexy Jesus.
Sitting on my floor, I've played each one of them over and over a dozen times more. All I've got is a beat up chair, a mattress, a fork, another to spare, and that dusty old pile of records on my floor. I got Willie Waylon and Woody Guthrie, Jimmy Buffett, La Lovett, and Bobby Gentry, Jerry Jeff, Bob Dylan, Donnie Fritz, and Dead in the Doors, Patsy Cline, John Prine, and more. I got I had to jump on. I got all the Booker T's, Tom T. Halls, Bobby Bear, Belafonte, and the New York Dolls, Billy Joe, Jimmy Crouch, Kiss Crosby, Stills and Nash, John June, and the Roseanne Cash. I got Forbert, Frommo, Stevie Ray, T-Bird, Yardbird, Sam and Dave, and it's Sonny. I'm a guest already. I got piles and piles and piles of Tom Petty. In that dusty old pile of Vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Oh yeah, everybody, it is time. It is time once again to dust off those records. Put on your straitjacket and get ready to play along with me. Yes, it is I, Crazy J, back for another week of wackiness with the Wacky Record Show. I do bring it to you from the batted walls of my electronic sandbox. Today, we're just going to have fun. Yeah, I had an idea for a show. And it's taken me longer to put it together than I wanted. So, we're going to do it. It's just not going to be this week. So, today we're just going to have a lot of fun. I'm excited to be here. I hope you're excited. If you're not, get excited. It is the Wacky Record Show. We started off with a great song from a fantastic movie. I don't know if many of you saw it out there. It's several years old now. It's Hamlet 2. Of course, put together by the genius minds behind South Park. A lot of people forget that. They've done quite a few musicals, and that's one of them, Hamlet 2, with Rock Me, Sexy Jesus. And then, of course, as always, you had Todd Schneider in there with Vinyl Records. Now, if you want to make a request on this program, the best way to do that is to simply email me, j@radiovegas.rocks. But the coolest way, and not many of you have done it, and I don't know why you're scared, but I would love to hear from you, is if you visit radiovegas.rocks on the right-hand side of the screen, it says leave a recorded comment. That's like an instant request. Boom. You can do it any way you'd like. You get like a minute, so you can sing a little tune, tell us what you think of the show. Love to hear from you, though. So that's another great way to do it. RadioVegas.rocks. Click on leave a recorded comment. Boom. Make it an instant request. And we'll get you going. Simple. With that in mind, I'm going to do one more Sunday morning kind of song for you. From John R. Butler. And this comes from a compilation CD put out by our good friend Red Peters. In the Red Peters Hour. And here is The Hand of the Almighty.
Oh, sinner, do not stray from the straight and narrow way, for the Lord is surely watching what you do. If you approach the devil's den, turn round, don't enter in, lest the hand of the Almighty fall on you. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Yes, God will fuck you up if you dare to disobey his stern command. He'll fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
Don't you know he'll fuck you up? So you better do some praying while you can. Long ago, a man named Lot had a wife he thought was hot, but she could not stop her black and sinful ways. You know it was her own damn fault when God turned that bitch to salt. That's the way he used to work back in those days. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He really fucked him up when the people went and turned their backs on him. He can fuck you up.
He'll fuck you up.
No shit, he'll fuck you up just like he fucked the people up back then. I used to have a friend named Ray who walked that evil way. He cursed and drank and broke his neighbor's fans. You know Ray was full aware that some sheep were over there,
and he knew them in the biblical sense. God fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
He went and fucked Ray up. Went and paid him back for all his wicked sins. He fucked him up.
He fucked him up.
Fucked that boy completely up. Now he's married to a Presbyterian.
I sell a line of plastics, and I travel on the road, and I have a case of samples, which, believe me, is a load. Every night a strange cafe, a strange hotel, and then early in the morning, I am on the road again. When the season's over and my lonesome journey ends, that's the only time I see my family and my friends. I drive up Ocean Parkway, and before I stop the car, my ma leans out the window and she hollers, "Here we are." Shake hands with your Uncle Max, my boy. And here is your sister, Cheryl. And here is your cousin, Isabel. That's Irving's oldest girl. And you remember the Tishman twins, Gerald and Jerome. We all came out to greet you and to wish you welcome home. Meet Merowitz, Barowitz, Handelman, Shandelman, Sperber and Gerber and Steiner and Stone. Moskowitz, Lubowitz, Aronson, Behrens, Kleinman and Feynman and Friedman and Cohn. Smolowitz, Wallowitz, Teitelbaum, Mandelbaum, Levin, Levinsky, Levine and Levi. Brumberger, Schlumberger, Minkus and Pincus and Stein with an E-I and Stein with a Y. Shake hands with your Uncle Sal, mine boy. And here is your brother, Sid. And here is your cousin, Yetta, who expects another kid. Whenever you're on the road, mine boy, wherever you may roam, We'll all be here when you come back to wish you welcome home.
Sometimes in life you have to face danger and death, and I did that last night. It was the word I'm looking for. The adrenaline was going. I did it and I went, oh no, I could possibly die now. I actually shook hands with a couple of people. You know how long it had been since I had actually shooken hands with somebody during this lockdown quarantine stuff? And I didn't even have hand sanitizer. I was like really going out there, folks. But I'm here to say I'm still here and I'm feeling good. So I thought I would do a couple of hand songs for you. That's Alan Sherman with Shake Hands with Your Uncle Max. The Boodles out of that with I'll Let You Hold My Hand. Johnny R. Butler in there with The Hand of the Almighty. And now, The Playmates.
What a goofy, silly, kooky, loony, stupid, crazy, dopey, goony, funny, a romantic way to kiss. She fell asleep on the beach by the quarter after one. He slept all afternoon in the blazing sun. When she woke up, she was red as she could be. I tapped her on the shoulder and she,
ooh, ah.
She screamed at me, keep your hands in your pockets. My sunburn hurts me so. I'd love to let you hold me, but I must say no. Keep your hands in your pockets and you'll have to get the knack of learning how to kiss me with your hands behind your back.
Like this.
What a goofy, silly, kooky way to kiss. She said, run to the store, please hurry and return. Bring oceans of lotions to cure my burn. I rubbed it on so very tenderly. I tried to be so careful, but she, my sunburn hurts me so. I'd love to let you rub me, but I must say no. Keep your hands in your pockets and you'll have to get the knack of learning how to kiss me with your hands behind your back.
Like this.
Like this.
What a goofy, silly, kooky way to kiss. I put my girl in the shade and cool, but I stayed in the sun like a silly fool. While riding home, I began to burn and swell. The minute that she touched me, I said,
ooh!
I began to yell, keep your hands in your pockets. My sunburn hurts me so. I'd love to let you touch me, but I must say no. Keep your hands in your pockets and you'll have to get the knack of learning how to kiss me with your hands behind your.
I generally like to include at least one or two love songs in the evening's program, partly perhaps to convince people that even at the Harvard University Graduate School, that hotbed of celibacy that I used to call home, we did have our moments. This one is a tender ballad entitled simply, I Hold Your Hand in Mine. Hand in mine, dear, I press it to my lips. I take a healthy bite from your dainty fingertips. My joy would be complete, dear, if you were only here. But still I keep your hand as a precious souvenir. cut it off, I really don't know why. For now each time I kiss it, I get blood stains on my tie. I'm sorry now I killed you, for our love was something fine. Until they come to get me, I shall hold your hand in mine.
There we go. We will wrap up our little handset there.
That is the one I've had the most requests not to.
We'll wrap up there with Tom Lehrer. Yeah, we're going to do one more before we go into break. It's not a hand song. No, I promise you that. But it is something that you want to do, for sure. Maybe you haven't done a lot of it since the lockdown. In the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot of it. I don't know. It's just crazy, folks. Let's do it. It is the Wacky Record Show. I am your host, Crazy Jay. Bradley sponsored, of course, by ZipBiz. I think I'm on my third bottle this morning, but it is fantastic. I'll explain to you why I ran out of time and didn't finish putting the show together that I was supposed to bring you this week. And more coming up. It is the Wacky Record Show.
I was riding on a train to Austin, Texas, when a very lovely lady sat next to mine. When she got up to eat, she asked if I would hold her sight. I was more than happy to, and now there's more I'd like to do. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. When she returned, she said she was an actress. She showed me an album of pictures of her opening, which she'd been sitting on. She seemed as sweet as she could be, but I could clearly see she was the kind of girl who stole men's hearts, then wrecked them. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. I wanna whisper sweet nothings in her ear. I wanna hold her behind closed doors and more. I wanna kiss her, but she won't let me. Well, I'll never forget that train ride down to Austin. We shared a seat